Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So there's a lot going on around the country right now. In fact, Volodymyr Zelensky is in D.C. visiting with President Trump, trying to work out this rare earth minerals deal relative to the spend that we've made over there for military purposes for them. Number of breaking stories about the possibilities of some of those monies not being appropriately spent, or it certainly wasn't the intention of the U.S. for them to be spent in some way, shape, or form. You'll continue to hear more about that. This meeting, on the heels of meeting with Keir Starmer from the U.K., is critical because then the predecessor meeting to the U.K. was with President Macron from France, each talking about a backstop, security guarantees, if we're going to work out a situation with Vladimir Putin, how is this going to look, what guarantees are we going to have. Without the guarantees, they feel very strongly that this thing will not hold together, that the Russian president will do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. It's hard to argue that point because that's what he's done before. And history has a tendency of repeating itself, right? And unless everyone is on the same sheet of music and really just talking about the same data points that are so very important as it relates to security measures and backstop, there and who's going to do what, when, and how if the agreement is violated. Without all of those details, it's hard to imagine that we're ever going to reach a deal. If you listen to President Trump here lately, and when I say here lately, that might be in the last 4.5 hours, the messaging's a little bit different than what it was a week ago on this very same thing. He's mentioned security measures. He's mentioned the backstop. He's mentioned that, you know, there will be significant conversations about concessions on territory or not. He even mentioned that, you know, one goal is for for Ukraine to keep as much as possible. You've not heard that said before, so I don't know if he's entering into phase two of his style of the art of the deal. But a lot of folks had just said, take a breath, wait. You're not going to see, he's not going to reveal exactly where he is on this position just yet. And it seems like that's happening. And I use the word seems because you never know how soon he's going to backstroke on something that he said 3 minutes ago. So you don't know until, I think at the bitter end, I'm not a betting man, so I wouldn't lay down any bets right now. I'd wait till the bitter end to see what's going to actually happen. But I think there is a little bit of space for encouragement, and hopefully we'll go about doing this the right way so that we can maintain the, a relationship with our European allies, because I think that's important. And when we talked to Colonel Jeff McCausland the other day, it seemed to be one of the things that he was very concerned about is moving forward, because we don't really know all the issues that we're going to be facing a year out, 3 years out, 5 years out. There's a lot of unrest in the European Union countries right now, significant unrest. There's a lot of economic pressures in those societies throughout and across Europe. There are countries that are fiscally tied up like a pretzel. And it's going to be very interesting to see where they will be 3 years from today. There's also a lack of desire for the richest country in the EU, Germany, to continue to put monies out and trying to save some of these other countries. And they're beginning to take a much harder stance. And you overlay that with everyone retreating and becoming more restrictive relative to immigration, and you have a boilerplate going on there. I mean, it's not good. And then energy resources that are being stretched to the max, the abandonment of nuclear in the EU. You've heard us talk with Guy Williams and so many others about some of the strategic errors that they've made in the way that they are managing energy. It becomes increasingly difficult to figure out where they're going to be financially. And of course, what we hear over and over and over again is that the Chinese continue to steal intellectual property. And folks have gone into relationships with them eyes wide open and feeling good about it, hoping to trust them, only to learn not long after engaging in that relationship that it's not going very well. And a lot of what they brought to the table, they're stealing, they're mimicking, they're copying, they're putting it in other factories that the participating countries have no business with, and they're off and running producing something outside of the arrangement with that other country, which is a problem. And they've seen it repeated over and over and over again. The only reason I'm talking about this right now, we're going to go into about 5 or 6 days here at Mardi Gras, or 5 days, where we're going to be a little bit detached from all of this. Things are moving fast. Zelensky's in Washington today and tomorrow, I believe. And I think a lot of things are going to move quickly from what is said and what is shared with those negotiations. And things, the whole complexion of this may change. And we may miss it. And there's going to be movement in the market depending on what happens here. There's going to be all kinds of different movement. Of course, we're down here doing our own thing. And it's something that we may want to pay attention to a little bit so as to figure out exactly where we are. All right, we're going to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line. This is the Big Friday. Hermes, Coup d'etat. There's one more. What's the other one? My mind just escaped. Just lost it. Darn. I know there's another one. There's the third one. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Join thousands as we journey over 16 miles from dusk till dawn for a night of healing and hope, while
while raising much-needed funds and awareness for this important cause. Register today at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT, 888-843-6837.